KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Everyone knows the best days of the Oscar telecasts are behind us. In 1998, when the U.S. audience reached a peak in excess of 55 million, two of the main attractions were Titanic and L.A. Confidential, and Billy Crystal was back on stage for the sixth time as host of the proceedings. Now, viewership has dropped below 10 million, and after 3 years of no-host shows, a concept even less welcoming than a no-host bar, we'll have three hosts, but eight fewer categories of awards bestowed during the broadcast rather than pre-taped and pasted in. Maybe the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences assumes that viewers won't miss the arts that aren't part of betting pools. It's a really dumb and disrespectful decision. One of the banished eight, production design, is fundamental to two of the Best Picture nominees, Dune and The Power of the Dog. Still, the need for some sort of change has been as clear as the show's chronic problems. Fatuous hosts, windy speeches, bloated running times, shrinking audiences, declining ratings, and a dearth of good mainstream movies. Exhibitors have worried for years about where they'd find enough worthy product to fill their screens. Now they're terrified by a new normal in which features from Pixar, not so long ago the platinum standard of big screen storytelling, go directly to Disney Plus, and Dune, a theatrical experience if ever there was one, opens simultaneously on HBO Max and in physical theaters. Meanwhile, the streaming revolution proceeds not just as a stream, but a ceaseless torrent of bad, good, and wonderful product that slakes an ever-growing thirst for viewing in the comfort of home. Still, movie love continues to burn bright. Remarkable movies continue to be made, and many of them, though far from all, get the nominations they deserve. Rather than dwell on the omissions or snubs, I'll point to one film that received four nominations in what amounts to a singular feat, considering what it is, and an expression, or so I choose to believe, of Academy voters' respect for exceptional achievement at a time when it's in short supply, of their yearning to do good work themselves, and of their belief that audiences will continue to welcome new and immersive experiences. What's the film? Drive My Car. No matter what you may have heard, it is not this year's version of Ford versus Ferrari. But what is it? Well, it's 1 minute shy of 3 hours long, spoken and or signed in Japanese, plus eight other languages that few Americans understand, steeped in the theater arts, mysteriously poetic, and against the longest odds in Academy Awards memory, nominated for directing, adapted screenplay, international feature, and best picture. Now that's entertainment. Redefined. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.